So we did talk a little bit about vowel sounds. What is your take, Travis? Why don't you jump in on that?
I'll be honest. I mean, as impressed as I have been with Agony Sauce and vowel sounds throughout the contest, I've been torn throughout the contest. Like, okay, drop the gimmick. Okay, oh, I love the gimmick. Drop the gimmick. I love the gimmick. And they happened to get lucky in the last round with me because I liked it. I thought it completed the story to my satisfactory. And there were times with previous songs they did where I was like, okay, I thought this was a cool twist to the story the round prior, but now I think this is getting a little silly and a little, I think it doesn't really fit the story I envisioned myself. Because when I listen to a song, a lot of times, yeah, I hear what they wrote, but a lot of times I extend it in my head. It's like if I read a short story or see a movie, I kind of like to imagine what happened afterwards. And a lot of times they would conflict what I was thinking it should have went. And it's like, oh, well, I don't really care for that. But I thought they did a good job with the last one. I thought it was an interesting story and it feels catchy. They took so many drastic turns along the way with like the storyline, but it all still kind of fits together pretty well.
Yeah, they had to make the title and the challenges work with the story that they wanted to tell, which is very impressive.
And I don't think that they had a plan. I get the impression that they just rolled with the titles they were given, and that might have also even given them some direction. So, yeah, I liked it a lot.
Did you guys notice the chorus vocals at the end?
I'm not sure. I might have to go back and listen.
That was apparently Glenn, Rachel, and a bunch of their friends singing chorus at the end. And also at the end, those dogs barking. Those were Glenn's dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't seem as apparent to me that it was them in this song as it was apparent to me that vowel sounds appeared in the Agony Sauce number.
Yeah, yeah, because Owl's vocals are very distinctive.
I think Vom's in there too, right?
I didn't hear Vom, but I definitely heard Owl on the backing vocals of the Agony Sauce song.
Yeah, we are kind of jumping ahead. Should we actually officially jump ahead
yeah.
now?